Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of The Milagro Beanfield War, directed by Robert Redford. It's the second time Redford has stepped behind the camera to direct. The first was Ordinary People, which won him an Academy Award in 1980. The new film is based on the 1974 novel The Milagro Beanfield War by John Nichols.
Whimsy is not one of my favorite cinematic moods, and The Milagro Beanfield War, unfortunately, is suffused with it. There are dancing caballeros who turn out to be angels. There are loopy old duffers who spout precious wisdom. There's an obstreperous pig who's good for a surefire laugh. There are rainbows served up with nearly every spectacular sunset, and small miracles that forestall misfortune while jolly mandolins ping. And even though the setting, a dried-up New Mexican village called Milagro, is the kind of place that ought to be embittered by eons of hardship and neglect, everyone in it is as perky and lovable as tamale pie. It's that kind of movie. The story's a very pure example of the way Hollywood keeps finding new instances of oppression, so it can show us how the little people overcome them. In this case, Milagro is being threatened by rich land developers. They want to turn the region into a glitzy resort. They're hogging the area's water, and they don't take it lightly when Joe Mondragon, played by Chick Venera, decides to irrigate his desolate bean field with some of it. Pretty soon, the whole decrepit town is lined up behind him, including a feisty female mechanic, played by Sonia Braga, a washed-up activist lawyer, played by John Hurd, and even a visiting sociologist, played by Daniel Stern. He gives the movie's most charming performance. Here, for instance, is Stern trying to make himself at home with the region's folkways over a cup of tea with Milagro's oldest denizen.
What does Milagro mean?
Miracle. Like the town.
Oh, thank you. Oh, this looks good. What is it?
Lizard tail tea.
Oh, been in the family for generations, I bet.
No, I found it on the highway this morning.
what was that little statue I saw out there on the altar?
St. Jude pulled me through 6 operations. I would be long dead, except for him.
Really? Well, how did he do that?
He's a saint.
It's a funny thing about that scene. Nothing could be more nauseously whimsical, and yet, somehow the thing works. In fact, throughout this movie, you never notice that the stuff you're swallowing is syrup until you're on to the next scene. That perhaps sums up director Robert Redford's gift. His touch is very light, very quick and ironic, more reminiscent of Truffaut than of, say, Frank Capra. Redford is not a terrific director of narrative. He can't quite tell a story clearly, and he throws away his climaxes. None of the scenes that are supposed to produce tension really do. But in this movie, that failing proves a benefit, and it allows us to concentrate on what Redford's really good at, directing actors. He can't do much with bland performers like Julie Carmen as Mondragon's wife, and he's wasted poor Melanie Griffith in a bimbo role far beneath her considerable talents. But he's brought Reuben Blades to life for the first time on screen as the town's laid-back sheriff. And when he has a really terrific actor on hand, he just lets him rip, which is why Christopher Walken, as the bad guy's evil henchman, and James Gammon, as another henchman only nicer, absolutely shine. And an old pro like M. Emmett Walsh, as the governor, can make his few tiny seconds of screen time seem worth sitting through the whole movie for. The Milagro Beanfield War is pokey, but it grows more likable by the minute. By the end, I found I wasn't even wincing at that crowd-pleasing pig.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.